This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. As part of the worldwide effort to assist India with the COVID-19 crisis, Saturday the country received 150,000 Sputnik V vaccine doses from Russia. Saturday, India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases as it battles a devastating second wave, and the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by shortages of the shots. Deaths jumped by more than 3,500. The surge in infections has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums and left families scrambling for scarce medicines and oxygen. And while India is the world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccine, shortages of the shots in some states hinder the opening of vaccinations for all adults. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday to show their support for President Jair Bolsonaro, who has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic, as the country registered more than 2,600 COVID-19 deaths and nearly 67,000 new confirmed cases, according to data released by the health ministry. New cases in Brazil have fallen off at late March, but remain high by historical standards. High-ranking diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain have made progress at talks focused on bringing the United States back into their landmark nuclear deal with Iran, but need more work and time to bring about a future agreement. In Washington, the U.S. State Department had no immediate comment on reports of progress. This is VOA News. North Korea on Sunday warned the United States will face a very grave situation because U.S. President Joe Biden made a big blunder in its words in his recent speech by calling the North a security threat and revealing his intent to maintain a hostile policy toward it. Last week, Biden, in his first address to Congress, called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs a serious threat to America's security and world security, and said he'll work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. Workers and union leaders dusted off bullhorns and flags that stayed furled during coronavirus lockdowns for boisterous May Day marches. In countries that mark May 1st as International Labor Day, workers clamored Saturday for more labor protections and financial support in the midst of the pandemic that has turned economies and workplace upside down. In Turkey and the Philippines, police cracked down on May Day protests, enforcing virus lockdowns and arresting hundreds. In France, some protesters and parents in Lyon scuffled with riot police, but most marches did take place peacefully. Thousands of migrants and migrant activists marched through downtown Washington, D.C. and to the National Mall Saturday, where they called on U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress to enact immigration reform. The rally held on May 1st to mark International Workers' Day at Black Lives Matter Plaza and ended near the U.S. Capitol. The activists are calling for the Biden administration to stop deportations and provide a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented migrants in the U.S., including DACA recipients and people with temporary protected status. Many speakers said Biden campaigned on immigration reform but failed to enact those changes. Two Italian ports faced an influx of hundreds of migrants Saturday, as a charity ship sailed toward a Sicilian port with 236 people rescued in Mediterranean from traffickers' boats, while Italian coast guards and border police brought 532 others to a tiny island. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.